Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast, From California to Connecticut, From Sea to Shining Sea. I hope you enjoy today's podcast. It was really supposed to be a wonderful interview with a friend of mine from California, Takako, about her career plans and teaching ESL. Unfortunately, I saved the file of our wonderful conversation, and I listened to it, and I closed it down, and I came back a few hours later, and it had been eaten by the computer. And I think you all know how that happens sometimes. I certainly do. I am actually an expert at finding lost files on computers. I've had a lot of practice. I'm sorry to say, I have often found files, and just as often, never found files. Sometimes they appear, 5 years later after they come out of hibernation, but most often they never reappear at all. So today I'm going to have to recreate for you the wonderful interview I had with Takako. She is currently in California. She has just finished her course of study at the Monterey Institute in lovely, sunny California. And she is interested in finding an opportunity here in the United States, but really anywhere in the world is fine. She is from Japan, so she would like to see a little bit of the world. She is interested in teaching younger students from 18, to 24, that kind of age group. She doesn't really want to teach younger children, and she's interested in that age group because she herself was an ESL student here in the United States at that time, and she understands what students go through and what their issues are and thinks that she can be of great help to them there. She likes very much teaching writing, which is a wonderful thing because really that's, as we all know, one of the harder skills to master, and it does take quite a bit of time to do. So she feels very comfortable with that. She's, of course, able and capable of teaching all the other skills in any other type of class as well, but writing seems to be, for her, the most comfortable. She does understand how much work it can be, and as she wisely pointed out, when you teach a communications class, that also requires quite a bit of work if you're listening to recordings and attempting to correct students orally and have to work with each of them individually. That takes about as much time as it does to really look at a paper and write helpful comments and find things that the students really need to work on. So I think I must agree with her that teaching writing then and is a more concrete type of thing to teach. And I really have to thank Takako for taking the time to speak with me. And I do need at the end of this podcast right now to apologize to Takako for losing that wonderful recording. Well, I do hope that next time that you join us for the podcast that I will be able to keep track of all the recordings on my computer and that they will not get eaten by whatever bug I have in there. Thanks very much, everybody. Hope you have a great day.